Disturb you, dear, but you left your calculus book on the kitchen table.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Okay, I'll just put it on your desk. Whoa. I'm sorry, I'll get them.
Okay, thanks.
What is this? Car and Woman magazine? What is this?
Oh, hey, Ma. That's no big deal. I'll take that.
If you don't mind, I'd like to have a look at it first.
Really? Nothing that would interest you. Just a bunch of cars in there.
It seems to me that there's a lot more than cars in here. On every page, there's some woman draped on top of an automobile. This is obscene.
No, Mom, it's not. All the women are dressed.
What about the woman in the back seat of the convertible?
She has on a bikini.
I don't see any bikini.
No, Mom, it's there. See, it's tiny, so when the car goes fast, it cuts down on the wind drag.
What are you doing with this magazine?
I like to read the articles.
Which articles were you reading?
Let's see. Here we go, right here. The one on the V8 engine.
Oh, this one with this woman, Tammy, leaning across the engine.
Oh, I didn't even see Tammy there.
But Precious, what's wrong with your eyesight? How could you not see this woman who is hiding half the engine? Feel this magazine is demeaning to women.
No, Mom, it's not. This magazine makes women look great, and it shows that they can be mechanically inclined.
I see. So this woman, Tammy, this is the kind of woman you want to end up with?
No. I would like to date a few girls like Tammy. But later on, I'd like to settle down with someone like you.
Really? What am I like?
You're smart. You make a lot of money, and you look good for your age.
If those are the kind of lines that you use, you're gonna need every car in that magazine. Now, you get rid of this thing. And any magazine like this that you may have in here.
Yes, Mom.
Thank you. Say goodbye to Tammy. No, Nicole, I insist. Don't bring a thing. You made dinner for us last time. Okay, I'll see you Sunday. Bye.
What's happening?
I just invited Nicole and James Harmon over for dinner Sunday.
James Harmon is coming. All right.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to get the rake and smooth out the petanque court.
It is 32 degrees outside. I don't want you playing that bocce ball foolishness on Sunday now.
First of all, it's not bocce ball, dear. It's called petanque. Petanque. You understand?
I don't care what you call it. All I know is that you and Dr. Harmon get out in that backyard, you put the little steel ball in your hand, and something goes to your brain. And then two grown, intelligent men, doctors, start acting like juveniles. I wish your patients could see how you two argue over a little ball.
See, that's why you don't know anything. See, it's not arguing, it's a debate.
Debate?
Debate.
The last time you debated so loudly, our neighbors called the police.
And what happened? The police came, right? Went out there, and James and I explained the game, and the next thing you know, they were out there playing with us. And the sergeant came in here, and he was playing with nobody at the police station.
Now, just promise me, just this once, honey, that we can have a We can have a nice, relaxed evening, all right? Where the men can come in and eat their dinner and dessert and drink some coffee and talk to your wives about world issues.
Okay. We'll eat early and talk fast.
Okay, Mom, I'm throwing away the magazines.
Theo, are all of those car and woman magazines?
No. Some of them are bikes and babes.
Get them out.
Yes, Mom.
Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. I'm going to play ping-pong. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. I'm going to...
We brought with us.
Oh my goodness, Lindy. How are you doing? Hi, James. Somebody's been waiting for you.
Oh, really?
Cliff! Lindy, I haven't seen you in so long. You have really grown.
That's the problem when you go away to boarding school. Whenever you come home, everyone says, gee, I haven't seen you since you were this high.
Cliff!
What's the matter with you?
I want you to see. Look at Lindy.
Oh, shucks. Oh, shucks, how are you? Oh, shucks. My love. My love.
I guess there's no one else standing here.
Not anybody I want to see.
What is that you have in your hand, Dr. Huxtable?
It looks like to me something that is going to humiliate and defeat Dr. Harmon.
It's going to be one of those evenings.
No, don't worry, Nicole. I've already talked to Cliff, and he's promised me there'll be no playing of anything until after dinner.
Let's have dinner immediately.
No, let's eat dessert now, then we can go, gang.
No, we will not. You two come back and sit down now. We're going to make ourselves comfortable and enjoy a leisurely evening of conversation. So, Lindy, how long are you in town?
Only a couple of days. The rest of the break, I'll be in Portland, Oregon. I'm going on an outward bound expedition.
Oh, yes. Sit down. Outward bound, I have heard of this. It's supposed to be very tough.
Yeah. Last summer, I went kayaking off the coast of Maine. In Oregon, I'll be rock climbing.
Rock climbing? Mm-hmm. It's about a foot shorter than Mount Everest, and they call it a rock.
Teddy.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dr. Harmon. Hi, Mrs. Harmon.
Hello, Theo.
Theo, do you remember our daughter, Lindy?
Hi, Theo.
Hi, I haven't seen you since you were 13.
Yeah, they grow up, don't they, son?
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to check on the roast.
Hey, Mom, I'll help you.
You will?
Sure.
Mom, Lindy did not look like that before.
Like what?
Mom, the girl's unbelievable. Now, if I knew she was going to look like that, I would have dressed better.
Oh, so you dress according to the way the girl looks?
Of course.
So, if the girl were not attractive, you would come down in a ripped t-shirt and dirty overalls.
No, Mom, come on, I'm a gentleman. Even if the girl was unattractive, I would have worn a clean t-shirt.
I see.
You think maybe I could borrow the keys to the good car and maybe Lindy and I can go for a spin? Get some dessert?
I'll think about it.
Thanks, Mom.
Theo, I thought you came in here to help me check on the roast.
Oh, right. Smells good.
That was such a delicious meal, Mrs. Huxtable.
Oh, thank you.
So dinner's over, right?
Can we play petanque now?
No, dinner's not over. We haven't had our coffee.
Make mine instant.
Right, and you don't have to stir mine.
No.
Lindy, you're not going to have dinner like this when you go to Outward Bound.
I know. I'll be eating freeze-dried food in the side of a mountain.
So, Lindy, I hear you're going to Oregon next week.
Yeah.
Are you driving?
No, it's too far to drive. I'm going to fly.
Oh, that's too bad. Because I've always felt that the best way to see this country is in the car, like in a Ferrari.
Why don't you show her your Ferrari in the garage, son?
Lindy, I don't have a Ferrari for real. But can't you just picture yourself behind the wheel of one of those?
No. How about lying on the hood?
Mom.
I think Theo really likes Lindy.
I think he loves her.
Would you two please keep it down over there? Lindy, how about you and I go somewhere and we can talk about Outward Bound?
Sure. I've got a pamphlet in the car. Why don't you come with me while I get it?
All right, let's go.
You know, I'd love to hear about Outward Bound.
Right there, you too. Theo can tell you about Outward Bound later. Go on up in our room and watch TV.
Yeah. Maybe there's a love story on.
Maybe it's about loving a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
This has been a very pleasant dinner, and I have to say it's because nobody was talking about that little tonk.
Oh, no, that's not the correct pronunciation. It's tonk.
Dear, it's paid tonk.
No, Cliff. The proper pronunciation is petonk.
I guess you also say tomato.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Because that's the civilized way to pronounce it.
Oh, I'm civilized. Didn't I serve you potatoes?
All right, now, save it for the game.
No, because it doesn't make any difference whether you pronounce it petonk, latonk, or latitoki-toki. It's how you play the game. That's what counts. And I, sir, know how to play the game.
But you don't know how to win it.
I won the last time.
Never!
Saying it loud don't make it right. My ball was closer to the goal than
yours. You've always had problems with depth perception.
And you've always had a problem with truth perception.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, the truth is, I can beat you any place, any time.
Well, the place is out there, and the time is now.
I accept your challenge.
Let's go. I thought you said
I'm gonna see how tough you are. See how good you are. I'm gonna beat you.
All right. How you like it?
Oh, good.
One official size for sound court. And now I will just draw the circle here. Uh-huh. How's that?
Okay.
All right. We will play to the point of 21. And the best 2 out of 3.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My lucky hat was given to me by the petanque champion of Barcelona.
Well, after I send him the results of this match, he'll probably put dog food in it.
You know, Click.
Yeah.
In France, the best players are men of retired age, which gives you an advantage since you're so much older than I am.
Well, with your extra body weight, I'm sure you'll be able to push the ball through the
court. Toss the ball, man.
All right, there's the court. There's the toss.
Looks good to me. All right. You throw the first ball.
No,
you go.
No, I toss the gold. You go ahead first.
Fine.
Okay. Ah, boy.
Want to make sure I have enough room to throw.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think that's wise? Because it's 22 degrees out here.
Are you afraid of a little frost? Can't you stand the cold?
These men have taken off their jackets. Cliff is in his t-shirt, and James has rolled up his sleeves all the way to the biceps. Now, you know what's coming next, don't you?
Definitely. Any man who strips down to his shirt to do something is going to ask his woman to come out and watch it.
Why do these men want us to look at these muscles that they don't have anymore?
Hi.
Hi.
Ladies, we have just finished practicing. Why don't you come outside so you can see the first toss of the game,
Maybe later.
Why don't you get started without us?
But it's going to be a tremendous game.
Perhaps a game of the century.
Sweetheart, you can go out or come in, but please close that door. Now, see, if I pick this up,
yeah,
I'm going to have to spray with it because I'm picking it up from this.
Okay, I'll be ready.
Hey, Mom, guess what? Lindy's going to teach me to climb rocks.
Oh, really? Where?
In the basement.
We're not actually going to make a climb. I'm just going to show Theo some basic techniques.
So, is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I just didn't know you were into rock climbing.
Oh, Mom, come on. You know I've mentioned it several times.
That's right, you have. And you have all those rock climbing magazines in your room.
You know, I subscribe to some of those. Which ones do you read?
Theo likes Rock and Woman.
Come on. Let's go, Lindy. Let's go.
Okay, it's all set.
Theo, I just wanted to show you some basic techniques. I didn't want us to make a climb.
No, Lindy, I think I'm ready for the real thing now.
All right, let me just make sure these ropes are secure. Look at this, this is pretty shaky.
No, Lindy, it's been like that for years, but it's always held up. Now let's get started.
All right, now, let's say this is a steep rock and we want to get to a climb who's up there.
Hey, this is exciting. You know, I almost feel like I'm on top of a mountain right now. It's so beautiful.
Theo, we're in the basement.
I know, but it's still beautiful.
All right. Now, first, you have to secure a safety rope around your waist, all right? Like this.
I feel secure already.
I think you can handle this on your own. All right, now, clip this in here.
Okay.
Like that. Make sure your equipment is secure.
Check. You know what? I think I'm really beginning to understand rock climbing. To me, it's kind of like a relationship between two people.
Well, how's that?
First, you have to take it step by step, and you have to put a lot of care into it until that beautiful moment when you plant your flag at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, but a lot of men get killed before they get to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, but I'm not like those other guys. In fact, I bet I can get to the top of the banister with no trouble.
Theo, I haven't taught you how to climb yet.
You don't have to. I've soaked it in just being near you. Watch this.
You know, if it's too cold out here for you, you can bow out gracefully.
Why should I bow out? I'm ahead 20 to 19, 1 point away from sweet victory.
Well, the only reason why I say that is because, you know, you were born and raised in Trinidad, and it's kind of hot down there, and, you know, this cold weather get on that skin of yours and dry it up, you just might break up into little pieces, and I could pick you up and spread you over your wife's flower bed.
With your aim, I might end up on the roof.
I'm sorry. The only reason why I was talking through that whole thing is because this is a very important point. And I know you're under a lot of pressure.
Man, I ain't feeling no pressure, man.
Well, the only reason why I'm still talking about this is because that ball might be getting a little heavy
man,
in your hand.
The ball is as light like a feather.
There's there you go.
Oh, nothing, that ball nothing. Is... kissing the goal.
Yeah, your ball is going to kiss some dirt here.
I got you! Got one!
I got you!
Oh, yeah, look at
your dreams!
No, I'm not dreaming. No,
wait,
I got you.
What? Are you saying that you are closer?
I'm saying that my ball...
Whoa, Cliff, don't touch the ball.
No,
now.
I'm not touching the ball.
Okay, I'm saying that your...
Don't touch the ball, Cliff.
Don't touch the ball.
All right, what are you saying?
Are you saying...
Yes.
...that your ball, which is this far away, is closer than my ball, which is this far away?
Are you saying that the Statue of Liberty is this tall?
My friend, you're nearsighted, short-sighted, far-sighted, and hind-sighted.
Okay, all right, then let's do this. Why don't I get a ruler and measure?
Agreed.
All right,
agreed.
I'll get my ruler.
No. I don't trust your ruler.
I knew something like this was going to happen. I brought my own.
No, wait, don't touch a thing here. No. We'll use your ruler. I'll go get my wife to be an impartial judge.
No. We'll use your ruler and my wife.
I tell you what. No rulers. Why don't we just use our wives?
That's fine with me.
All right, here we go. Uh-huh. And by the way, you owe me $11.80 for the dinner.
Well, you owe me $15 for the dinner you had at my house.
Why? Because you served me tomatoes?
Nicole, honey, get your coat. We need you to judge who's the winner.
Yeah, and Claire, I want you to come out and keep her honest.
Oh, honey, please close that door. We're not going anywhere.
We don't want to get involved.
But we can't declare the winner unless you come out.
I have an idea. Why don't you two go back outside, strip down to your undershorts, and run around the block? And whoever gets back first can be the winner.
Obviously, you all don't care about the importance of this game.
They would have declared me winner if they had come out.
Winner of cheating. Oh!
What happened here?
I fell from the banister.
Oh, Theo, are you all right?
Yeah.
Well, honey, what were you doing?
Well, I was trying to show Lindy that I can climb rocks. Hey, Mom, I could have been seriously hurt.
Don't worry, Theo. I'm an orthopedist. If you're hurt, I can patch you up.
You better keep an eye on him, son, because he may look at your scapula and bandage your face.
Theo, you're lucky your father doesn't have to take care of you. He just hold you by the ankles and slap you on the bottom.
Theo, what made you think that this banister could support a climb?
Oh, it wasn't the climb that broke the banister. It broke when Theo tried to do a handstand on it.
It was a good handstand.
Now, this is nice to see.
Hi, Mrs. Harmon. I thought you left a long time ago.
Well, we tried, but the car wouldn't start.
Did you call the auto club?
No, your father and my husband decided that they wanted to get the car started themselves. They have managed to disconnect every hose and wire connected to the engine.
You better get a mechanic over here quick before they do some major damage.
Don't worry, everything's under control. Lindy just stepped in and is fixing everything.
Lindy knows how to fix cars?
Yes, it's a hobby of hers.
Oh, I'm impressed.
That's right, son. Take a good look, because this is the picture you want to see. See, now that young lady is not draped over the hood. She's underneath it, working. And note the position of the men. They are exactly where they belong, sitting on the curb.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.